you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Chris Porter and the Appetizer. Chris is due to be in town in August.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. It's May 1st, in case you're wondering. I realized that this morning when I was taking my morning constitutional. So they, well, why do they call it that, by the way? We learned out yesterday why they called it blow smoke up your ass. They actually used to blow smoke up your ass.
I've never understood that one.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I was taking a dump.
Is it a morning constitution or a constitutional? That's different.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know which one. I think it's constitutional. I think it might be both. I don't know. I never said that.
No,
I just say I'm taking a dump.
I don't employ that phrase. I hear it.
That's the first time I've ever said it.
And I'm not sure if it comes with an A-L at the end.
I don't know, man.
I'd always heard morning constitution.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I never say it. I get it wrong. But, of course, I always get those things wrong.
Yeah. So I came to terms.
I took a dump, and it said, what did I say? What were we talking about? May 1st. That's right.
I came to terms with the fact that it was going to be May 1st today yesterday, because yesterday was April 30th.
I totally forgot yesterday.
That after April 30th comes May 1st. Oh, you didn't know 30 days has September?
No, I didn't know. I knew we were getting close to May 1st. I just forgot. But I also asked my wife last night, and rightly so. I said, hey, when's Mother's Day? And normally I would ask that, and I get a look like, well, you should know. I'm thinking, well, and she did kind of start to give me that. I thought, no, I don't care. You can't give me a crap for this. I have no idea what day it is now. She goes, well, you go to work. I said, I do, but we have to remind each other every day on the air what day it is.
When is it, the 17th?
She thinks it might be next weekend.
It's next weekend.
Okay, yeah. So a week from Sunday.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I knew it was in the beginning of May, but it's 10th. It's not tomorrow.
Yes,
it's not,
the 10th.
It's not this Sunday, guys.
No, you got time.
You know, for Mother's Day there. Yeah, you do got time. But if you forget it, I think you have an excuse, too. I really do. I think it's just like, I'm sorry, man. You know.
We got, like, our flower shops open?
Well, you can go to the grocery store and get flowers.
Yeah.
That's a great point. I don't know.
I thought I saw
once again,
a piece on some local news that said florists are open, or some.
Yeah.
And I don't know to what capacity.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't even know. We've been talking about it since we talked to everybody, not just Omaha. I feel like we talked to a lot of people. We just talked to Chris Porter. People who live in other parts of the country. I watch national news mainly. You forget that other places are more locked down. And we never were locked down. Technically, we were never locked down.
No, not legally.
Restaurants and bars were closed in Omaha and still are. And movie theaters and malls. But there was other stuff that was allowed to be open. And I know you don't never leave the house, but I drive around a little bit, and I walk a lot too. And I walk through I can see places that are open. I'm thinking, I didn't realize that, you know. So who knows? So flower shops maybe didn't close.
Yeah, know?
Yeah. I
just walk through parks.
We forget. Okay, that's true.
Yeah, I don't walk by any businesses or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just thinking about it yesterday. It's like I don't know if I should have flowers delivered. You know, like I would normally send my mom some flowers.
Yeah, sure enough, so would I.
Yeah, see, teed it up for you. But, you know.
Nothing. Rain, sleet, or hail ain't going to stop that for me, man. I'm doing it again. What?
But I don't know if it's a good idea right now.
Because somebody has to show up at your mom's house.
Yeah, because there's a delivery person that has to go there.
And your mom and dad are
they're in the higher risk category.
Exactly, right.
They're older. They have underlying health conditions.
Right.
I just don't know if it's a good idea.
Flowers on the porch, you know.
Yeah. I was planning on meeting her halfway. And we've kind of figured out where the exact halfway point is, so I can take care of that for you.
Thanks, Todd. Right. I appreciate
this. This is from your son.
Well, make sure you bring flowers also besides taking
care. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He knew that was going to come.
And I'll bring your flowers.
Bang, 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 bang.
I knew I was teeing that up.
It's like you walked into the door and there was like 80 guys shooting at you. Sorry about that.
But the point remains, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's Mother's Day.
I'm sure she'll understand.
It's still a holiday of obligation despite a lockdown.
I know.
You know?
I know.
Now we got to work around that.
Yeah.
And I think Mother's Day. See, I always get the two confused because my stepson has a birthday on either the 10th or the 12th of this month.
Mother's Day is always it's a Sunday. It's always
right.
A Sunday.
The other one is my anniversary, wedding anniversary. And I think it's the 10th.
That's up to you, man.
And I think his birthday is the 12th.
No, I think it's the other way around.
Yeah?
I have no idea.
you could be right.
I think both of them are in July.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're a month altogether.
No, they're both in May.
We definitely got married in May. I remember that.
I know that for sure.
We were in Vegas.
That's right.
We're in Vegas.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I was talking to a friend of ours who does radio. I was actually emailing him or Facebooking him or DMing him. I don't know what the hell you do anymore. But it was all Twitter messages, I believe. I was talking to our buddy Matt. And I saw some articles about opening Vegas. And I said, how are they going to do that? He lives in Vegas. And he says, there's some casinos that are starting to do that. I think Wynn and somebody else might do that. And he goes, he's not going to go back in any casinos as long as they're still smoking. And I said, well, he agreed that they're never going to get rid of smoking. He says, there's a few outlier. And I'm thinking smoking would make this whole thing worse. Don't you?
I don't think so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the pandemic, masks. Smoky. I know, although Vegas does a pretty damn good job of sucking the smoke up because they have $1 zillion casinos.
It's still weird when you go to Vegas.
Yeah, because
that's
weird.
The last bastion of people smoking indoors.
Right, yeah. Well, we don't go to the casino here and it's not even open here yet, is it? No. Okay. They still smoke there.
Oh, do
but
they?
But in a smoking section, which is, you know, smoking aisle of... Smoking aisle of Filipino women with long, cigarettes. But
I thought it was a whole casino floor.
It's true. I don't. Well, here.
Even?
Okay, I don't know.
Here, I think.
Okay,
it's
I don't know.
The whole casino floor.
I think there's non-smoking slots. I don't know. I don't know. But it's weird because there's no smoking everywhere. But I'm saying, man, Vegas opens. Now, he said not all the casinos. A couple of them are talking about coming open, getting open.
Wynn and Venetian.
Yeah, they're thinking about it. All right.
Yeah, our buddy Kathleen Dunbar.
Yeah,
she lives in Vegas, and I think they opened up the golf courses just this week.
All right.
I don't know if it was the whole state or if it was just Las Vegas. Yeah, you're right. It gets so parsed out because certain towns have rules, and then certain states have rules.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's national guidelines, so it's hard to sort them all out since we do talk to everybody.
Well, you know what I do? I grab my AK-47, I head to the Capitol, and I demand stuff. Like the nutless, small penis guy I am. That sucked to the tape, didn't it? I'm sorry.
You know what I'm going to do from here on in when I go to protest? Right. I'm gonna carry like a driver.
Oh, a golf driver.
Just to show how into golf I am. Look at what a golfer I am.
Well, you got to wear your spikes and your khakis.
Oh, absolutely.
And your polo.
Oh,
and
the whole bit.
The whole nine.
Yeah. Whole you know, the knickers. The old style knickers.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
The old Scottish.
Go all Payne Stewart on them, right?
And then look good in those.
Yeah, when I'm really showing off, I'll bring out my driver and my niblick.
Make sure your small penis is hanging out, too.
And my mashie and my spoon. Look how much of a golfer I am.
Yeah. You mentioned things I didn't even know what they were. Mark Lundholm is going to phone the program later on. Craig Evans, Nick Allen, old gang is here on this Friday. What do you got planned for the weekend? We'll take that call.
You know what I'm going to do is
I'm going to sleep in. I'm going to sleep in 2 days and come back to work Monday.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And Then it's back to
work Monday.
Whatever we've been doing.
And we're back here for you. We're back here for us. This is where we get paid to do this, and we want to do this. So thank you for listening, and thanks for the comments about being here, too.
Yeah, it's not only keeping you sane.
They don't go unnoticed. They really don't.
Keeping us sane, too.
I know we're a little sarcastic and a pain in the ass sometimes, but the notes saying thanks for being here mean a lot.
That's a two-way street. If you're saying, you're keeping me sane, you're keeping me normal, you're doing the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you. Craig, we don't know where he's at, but he's always brings a ray of sunshine when he gets in there every morning.
No, that's somebody else. I'm not sure who you're thinking of.
Craig will pick us up and make us feel good in a little bit. Hang on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.